Good morning. Thank you, Mr. President. Excellencies, distinguished delegates, it's an pleasure to return to the shore of Lac Limon in a new capacity and reunite with Geneva Disarmament family. Let me begin by expressing gratitude to Ambassador Ray of India for his energetic efforts during the previous session. I congratulate Ambassador Rudyard of Indonesia on assuming the presidency and assure him of Kazakhstan's full support in carrying out his important duties for the sake of the Conference on Disarmament and our common cause. Mr. President, as the world's sole multilateral negotiating body for disarmament, this conference has a special duty to address a set of clear and urgent challenges posed by weapons of mass destruction. However, since the 1996 adoption of the CTBT, the conference has been unable to progress on any substantive negotiations. It is crucial to acknowledge the present deadlock that hampers our collective development in the realm of disarmament. The conference does not exist in a vacuum, as we usually say. We have to admit a steady worsening of geopolitical situation and erosion of international norms, more tensions between nuclear states, and serious breakdown in dialogue. Therefore, Kazakhstan joins other delegations today in a clear conviction. Stagnation must be overcome, progress must be made. As President Tokayev himself, a former Secretary General of our conference, has repeatedly said, we are firmly committed to the conference and believe in its value and importance. We cannot simply look away or step back because the conference remains a central element of the global machinery that we jointly created to promote a world order based on the United Nations Charter, international law, and mutual respect. Dear colleagues, now let me turn to several priorities of my country. First, global nuclear disarmament remains at the top of Kazakhstan's foreign policy. On February 14, my country marked the 30th anniversary of its accession to the NPT. Kazakhstan's upcoming chairmanship of the second NPT PREPCOM will aim to strengthen the treaty's validity and credibility. This task is especially important today, given the growing rivalry and irrational nuclear rhetoric. Next year, Kazakh delegation will also assume chairmanship of the third meeting of TPNW. We see this dual mandate as a chance to seek convergence between two major disarmament mechanisms. Second, two-thirds of the total UN membership are parties to nuclear weapon-free zones. In August, we'll convene the second meeting of the representatives of all five existing zones in Astana. Further, Kazakhstan, as the only Central Asian member of the conference, seeks negative security assurances for the Central Asian nuclear weapon-free zone. We expect the remaining country to ratify the protocol to the Semipalatinsk Treaty for its entry into force as soon as possible. Third, Kazakhstan urges all member states to start negotiations on the fissile material cutoff treaty. We must restrict illegitimate military nuclear programs and eliminate the threat of nuclear terrorism. Last but not the least, I would like to address the issue of preventing an arms race in outer space. As you know, last year, as the chair of the 2023 session of the Disarmament Commission, we have contributed actively into the adoption of a report on averting the militarization of outer space. Kazakhstan also supports the start of negotiations on draft treaty to prevent placement of weapons in outer space. Distinguished delegates, the Biological Weapons Convention was adopted within this very wall. Unlike its sister nuclear and chemical regimes, no mechanism or institutions were created to implement and reinforce its provisions. For this reason, Kazakhstan is advocating the establishment of an international agency for biological safety. Dear friends, let us recommit ourselves to the noble cause of disarmament. Kazakhstan stands ready to engage closely with all members of the international community, leveraging our experience and dedication to build a world where the threat of nuclear weapons is but a distant memory. Together we can create a safer, more secure future for all humankind. I thank you.